Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Man, Tyler, and Nick.
Hey, we're joined by our good friend Adam Schefter, our NFL insider from ESPN, courtesy of your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. Adam, wow, what a night there with the Niners and the Browns. So much kind of drama afterwards. I'm not even sure where to start. Looks like Richard Sherman got caught fibbing a little bit. Is any fallout from that?
Well, I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what was said between Richard Sherman and the reporter, Michael Silver.
Aha! Okay, enough said.
D-back's got history.
I got D-back's long got history. I did not know it was Mike Silver. That makes it making so much more sense now, Adam. And I don't want you to say a word, but I'll. That's okay. That's interesting. Maybe I'll just leave it there. So, in fact, I will just leave it there. But,
well, how you doing? How you doing, D-Mac, Tyler, and Nick?
We're doing good, Adam. We're doing good.
I love an awkward start.
Yes.
I love it.
Adam, in terms of, let's just maybe move to just Baker Mayfield. Boy, oh boy, you talk a lot, I guess, because the vitriol coming out against Mayfield today. Are you feeling it too? Are you seeing the reaction to his performance last night, kind of on a national basis?
You know, this was going on 2 weeks ago. And then it got quieted because the Browns went into Baltimore and had a tremendous win on the road against a tough Ravens team, played well, scored, I think it was like 40 points or whatever it was. So nobody was talking about Baker Mayfield. The talk got tabled. And then last night, the talk got turned up again when the Browns looked just awful against the 49ers. Now, I don't know whether it was the 49ers that looked that good or the Browns that looked that bad, and usually when you're asking that question, it's probably a little bit of both. The 49ers did look that good, and the Browns did look that bad, and the 49ers are probably a very good football team, and the Browns are probably not that bad, but they're all over the place, and they've got a lot of talent, and sometimes it's not harnessed the right way, it looks like, as evidenced by that performance last night.
Adam, what's the temperature of the Browns organization right now? I mean, it's got to be an interesting situation. Such high expectations, you know?
Well, I think that people in Cleveland, look, you know, the amazing part is if you look at their schedule, it's still set up for them to win that division. And it's a long season and teams have bumps along the road and things happen. But if you look at it down the stretch, I think they played the Bengals twice, the Steelers twice, the Dolphins. I'm just telling you, it's set up for them to win. And you could already see what's going to happen and where the conversation is going to go if the Browns play more like last night than they did the previous week in Baltimore. And we'll just say, let the season unfold.
Adam, what are the expectations for the Jets with Sam Darnold expected to come back against the Dallas Cowboys?
Here's what I'll tell you, Nick. They will not be worse than they were before. And I'll also say this to you. I think that the Jets are going to play better than they have in recent weeks, which isn't saying much. And I think they're going to surprise people here coming up. And I'm not saying that they beat the Cowboys, but I'm just telling you that I think they're a pretty good football team. They got some talent. And it's a situation where, again, I think when they've been humiliated the way they have and they've played as awful as they have and they've been both, they're not that bad. Like, they almost beat Buffalo on opening day, and they lost their quarterback after that.
Right.
And teams have done a great job this year responding without their quarterback, i.e. Carolina, Jacksonville, some of the other places. But by and large, it's tough to replace your quarterback and go on, and the Jets are example A.
All right. We're getting close to the trade deadline. How are things feeling behind the scenes, Adam, in terms of when you're talking to GMs and other folks, what's percolating? And I don't know if you've heard any vibes about the Broncos, but
yeah,
how's it feel out there?
It feels like it's going to be busy.
Okay.
It feels like there's going to be activity. And it feels like more and more the last few years there have been more and more trades in the NFL. And there have been more and more teams that have been more aggressive. And what you have seen, and I think what you will continue to see, is that the teams that are winning and have a chance to make the playoffs and win a division, they seem to double down. And the teams that are out of it or losing games, and this is a process that's still unfolding, seem to begin looking to the future. And the teams that are winning go for the short-term gain, and the teams that are losing look for the long-term gain. And I think you're going to see more and more of that this year. Now, again, we know there are obvious teams, winless teams, Miami, Washington, Cincinnati, and then there's another tier. Arizona won a game. Denver won a game.
Right.
Denver, to answer your question, I we won't beat around the bush. It's the elephant in the room, right? You're wondering if they're going to do anything.
That's right.
And I would just say that I don't believe that Denver is thinking like that right now.
Okay.
I really don't. I don't think the Broncos want to do anything. I don't think that they're planning to do anything. Now, that's what I'm saying to you now. Their record is 1-4 right now, right? So when we look into the future here and begin to assess the schedule, they play Tennessee at home, Kansas City on a short week, at Indy, right for the bye. So there's three games they have left before the bye. Two home games. If they were to lose the next two home games, and by the way, this Sunday's going to be a very tough game against Tennessee. We know Kansas City's going to be tough. And they're sitting there at 1-6.
Yep.
They're going to have to be thinking, like, what do we do here? I'm just telling you. Even if they're 2-5, they have to be thinking like that. So let's see how these next few games unfold, and we'll go from there.
Well, we always have you, which is fantastic, and we appreciate it. And I'll talk about Michael Silver on my own. And I appreciate it, Adam. Thank you so much.
Adam, I'll get him in line, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
You got it, guys. Appreciate it. D-Mac, Tyler, Nick, have a great day.
Thank you, Adam. Schefter, brought to you by your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. Michael Silver, to me, is such a... me and him go way, way back.
Did you know that he was the one that began the entire story?
No.
I did not know that.
No, but it makes sense because he's a big Northern California guy. He's tied into the 49ers big time. And this is such a Michael Silver move to take a conversation that he may have had casually and turns it into a story. And now, knowing that he's involved with it, it's I question every element about it.
What I want to know is, I want to know what started this beef between you two, because you just kind of like...
Michael Silver?
Yes.
Oh, I can... Well, it goes way back for when he was on this show years and years and years ago.
Have you been burned by Silver?
No, I haven't.
Here's
I don't know anybody that's been burned by it.
Here's the deal, real quick.
Really?
He burned Tim Tebow on a story which was really unfair to Tebow. He did. And I saw how he operates. And so I called him out, and on Twitter it went really big time back and forth. More recently, when I asked Roger Goodell a few years ago about the Broncos ownership situation, which sounds pretty pertinent now, he came on NFL Network. It's a classic piece of audio, Richie, if you can dig it up, you know, at some point. But he came on NFL Network and called me like an alleged journalist. He knows who I am, by the way, but he likes to pretend he doesn't. I don't know if you got a relationship with Michael Silver or not. He's got a good relationship with a lot of players, but he is one journalist that I wouldn't trust if I was a player. Tyler, you know what I'm talking about.
He's definitely not loved by Denver Broncos players. I know that.
It's amazing to me that he slithers around and he's allowed to slither around other athletes.
I don't know if this one's a Michael Silver thing, though, because I saw a lot of people reporting on it. You know, I don't feel like this was like a... just complete moment of manufactured drama. You know, this wasn't a featured piece is what I'm saying. You know, most of the time when he stirs stuff up, he'll create a big, long piece.
But this sounds just... Listen,
it sort of does. I'm
it
not
sounds
gonna lie,
just like
but
him.
There were a lot of people reporting on it.
We'll come back with football at 4. We've looked at the tape, the offensive line. You've been challenged.
Yeah, buddy.
Tyler, we'll get to it coming up next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.